It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE and WFAE.org. I'm Marshall Terry. North Carolina's 2021 energy reform law called on state regulators to adopt a plan to cut carbon emissions from power plants to fight climate change. Last Friday, after months of filings and hearings, the North Carolina Utilities Commission issued a 137-page order. It largely accepted the recommendations of Duke Energy, the state's main power producer. WFAE climate reporter David Borax joins me now to talk about what it means for both the state's climate goals and customers. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, Marshall.
So broadly speaking, what does this order do?
Well, I've been reading it over the past couple of days, and there's a lot in here about retiring coal-fired power plants, building new gas-fired power plants, adding solar and wind energy, battery storage, and even exploring a new generation of small nuclear reactors. It's probably easier to say what it doesn't do. It doesn't explicitly adopt any specific plan, either one proposed by Duke or other groups that didn't like Duke's plans. So no long-term mandates for a certain amount of renewable energy, such as solar or wind farms. That's controversial among critics of Duke Energy, who were hoping the commission would require Duke to move more quickly to adopt solar and wind. But the seven commissioners said in the unanimous order that the law doesn't require it to pick a single plan.
Are there any more specifics in the plan as far as Duke goes?
Well, it does require Duke to close its remaining coal plants by 2035. That's something the company previously promised to do. It calls for more energy efficiency planning to reduce demand for new power plants, and it authorizes Duke to continue planning for solar, wind, and battery storage and a hydroelectric dam project over the next 2 years. It also endorses Duke's plans for 14 transmission projects. That'll make it easier to connect to new renewable energy projects. And it does let Duke begin planning for a new wave of new gas-fired power plants. Overall, I'd put it this way. The Utilities Commission basically gave Duke Energy the go-ahead to pursue multiple paths to meet the state's climate goals.
Remind us what those goals are and why this is happening now.
Well, that 2021 law, which is known as House Bill 951, ordered the Utilities Commission to adopt a plan by the end of 2022. It also wrote into law the state's climate goals. That's reducing emissions of carbon dioxide from power plants by 70% from 2005 levels by 2030 and to net zero by 2050. Energy is the second largest source of heat-trapping pollution that causes global warming, and Governor Roy Cooper has made it a key initiative of his administration.
Did Duke get everything it wanted?
Not necessarily. When Duke submitted its proposed carbon plan back in May, it offered four different scenarios. It added two more scenarios later on, and most of those would not meet the 2030 goal. The law allows regulators to put off that goal by a couple of years, which Duke asked regulators to do. But in last week's orders, regulators said that's not appropriate right now, and basically it's too early to give Duke an extension.
Overall, how did Duke Energy respond to the filing?
The company seemed happy with the outcome, especially the lack of a specific plan. Duke said in a statement, quote, "We believe this is a constructive outcome that advances our clean energy transition, supporting a diverse all-of-the-above approach."
A lot of business, consumer, and environmental groups opposed Duke's plans over the past 7 months. What do they think of this order?
Well, they're mostly disappointed. I saw statements from a half dozen groups with various levels of concern. Environmental groups don't like the idea of more gas-fired plants in the medium term because those still produce heat-trapping pollution, like coal plants, just less. They wish the commission had pushed Duke harder to meet the climate goals by 2030 and add renewables. Business groups have said they're worried Duke's gradual transition to renewable energy will keep them from hitting their own climate goals. And consumer groups say the order doesn't adequately address concerns about the rising cost of energy.
Now, that actually prompts a question. What does this mean for Duke Energy customers and their monthly bills?
This whole carbon plan process is supposed to go through 2030, and there's still a lot to be decided, so it's a little uncertain. But Duke has warned that shifting to cleaner energy will mean price increases. Back in May, the company said its various scenarios could push up energy prices as much as 35% over the next 13 years. So whatever happens, look for higher bills ahead.
On a related note, the Utilities Commission's order came out just days after Duke Energy customers across North Carolina saw rolling blackouts during a cold snap. Have we learned any more about that?
A little bit, Marshall. Duke has blamed the blackouts on a combination of high demand and problems at generating plants. Experts outside the company who've examined Duke generating data said Duke badly underestimated demand. That, coupled with heavy energy usage all across the country, meant Duke didn't have enough power. And it's interesting, regulators actually addressed the outages in the Carbon Plan order, calling them sobering. The commission cited the incident as a reason why Duke will need to make sure it has replacement power available before it retires coal plants. Duke officials will answer questions from regulators about the blackouts at a meeting at 10 o'clock this morning.
What happens now with the Carbon Plan? Is that it?
No, this is a multi-year process pointing to 2030. Duke will have to submit updated plans every 2 years and show what it's doing to meet the climate goals. This all begins again in September.
All right, thanks, David.
You're welcome, Marshall.
That's WFAE climate reporter David Borax talking about last week's North Carolina Carbon Plan order. Climate coverage on WFAE is supported by the One Earth and Salamander Funds.